and no one can give the price for this fruit, for this prema fruit. Because if someone gives even all wealth, all money of this world, it can never be equal to this prema fruit. However, it is a laborious task, no doubt. So we have to work hard to distribute this Krishna prema. The Lord has instructed, especially the Indians, that janmo sarthak kori karo paro upokar. You make your life fruitful and serve this Krishna prema to everybody. Now the Mahajan is saying that how merciful is Gaur Nitai, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kindness is like an ocean, and in that ocean there are huge waves. The waves are reaching, the prema waves are reaching the sky. Why? Because there is Nitai Chand in this ocean. This waves, they are so much bountiful that they can take away all our sorrow, all our tension and suffering. So see the power of Nitai Chand. He is dancing, and with every footprint there are huge waves of prema are arising as his powerful feet strike the earth. How the Lord is calling out to us. He is beckoning to us that come to this ocean. So phutilo kumudo gano matilo bhomoro gano bhaktu siddhanto kumude gano profullito tate ache sarbokhan bhakta hongsho kok madhupero gon tara asha diya mati kore chirokal. This means that in this ocean, in this prema ocean, why is the Lord calling us there? Because in that prema ocean there is a very beautiful lotus. This lotus is that of Krishna prema, and if we go near it, then the devotees, they can drink the honey from this. What is the honey in this? The honey comprises of bhakti siddhanta, the bhakti principles. So we are supposed to be like honey bees who will drink this bhakti siddhanta. If we imbibe or absorb these bhakti principles, then we shall be intoxicated with prema. In this rough ocean which is made by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there is a whole forest of beautiful water lilies. These water lilies, what are they? They are this Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we shall enter this forest, this beautiful fragrant forest of Harinam Sankirtan, and then as we dance in the breeze, that is, we dance in the tunes of this Mahamantra Sankirtan, there Krishna prema will arise in our hearts and we shall gain or absorb Bhakti Siddhanta. Shei Sarobore Jaya Hongsho Chakra Bak Hoya Tar Modhu Koro Ashadon Kondibe Shakol Dukho Paibe Paramushukho Anayashe Habe Premollash E Amrita Anukhan Sadhu Mahanto Gon Bishudane Kore Borishan Tate Phale Prema Phal Bhakto Khay Nirantar Tar Preme Jiye Jagojan E Gauro Lilamrita Pan Bine Jodi Khay Anno Pane তবু ভক্তের দুর্বল জীবন, যার এক বিন্দু পানে উৎফুল্লিত তনু মনে হাসে গায় করয়ে নর্তন। সো উই সি দ্যাট গৌর লীলা ইট ইজ সো মাচ গ্লোরিয়াস। দিস পোয়েম ইন দিস পোয়েম দ্য মহাজন ইজ সেইং দ্যাট when we drink that honey of bhakti siddhanta, bhakti principles, then we gain Krishna prem. And how this devotee becomes mad with joy, and all his suffering and sorrows are destroyed. Then such devotees, they become great mahatmas. They can go out to the world and they can shower this Gaur Ras or Gaur Mellow, Gaur Sentiment, and spread Krishna Prem everywhere. They can shower Krishna Prem on all living entities. So we should be like the swan, like the water birds, various water birds, like the Chakravak, and we should enter this ocean which is full of this Harinam Sankirtan and lotuses of Krishna Prem. Then we also will get this divine prem in our hearts, and we too will be able to distribute it. For this, our Mahajan is saying that, however, without Gaur prem, although we may drink some other nice things, that is, we may worship in some other nice mood, but we don't have Gaur prem, then also we will remain weak internally. That is, in Kali Yuga, our bhakti will never be so perfect. Our bhakti will never be so strong if we do not love Gauranga and imbibe his bhakti principles in our lives. Such is the power of Gaur Leela and Gaur Katha. Our Mahajan is saying that E Amrito Karupan, that is, drink the nectar of Gaur Katha and don't look anywhere else. Don't take any other attraction or temptation in your heart. That is, don't be tempted for any other principle. And don't fall in the pit of some other philosophy. So this becomes a vortex. So it is very difficult to come out of that vortex and return to Gauranga's lotus feet. So this means that we should not fall in any other philosophy. So we who have taken directly the shelter of Gauranga's lotus feet, we are extremely lucky. Our Mahajan is saying that we should not fall in the vortex of any other philosophy, for that then we shall suffer. Now, in India, we have thousands and thousands of different philosophies. So no need to fall into all these sort of bad arguments. We should come directly to the lotus feet of Gauranga, and we should take the association of pure Gaur devotees. Gaura jana shango karo, Gaurango boliyam. Ar Hare Krishna Nam Karo Nachiya Nachiya. This means that take the association of Gaur devotees and dance and sing to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Our Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that yes, earlier some saints, they did deliver some fallen souls, and they but they were not able to immerse the whole world in Krishna Prem. Now we also see that what sort of Krishna Prem we are talking about. We are talking about Radharani's Krishna Prem, that is Mahabhav, the ocean, the Ras ocean of Mahabhav. Now this was not possible for anyone else to give. Only Sri Gaur Sundar could give this Mahabhav, the relish of that, to his devotees. Even today he is spreading the wonderful holy name, the wonderful Krishna Prem through his devotees to everybody. Now if we take the association of Gaur devotees, then we will be able to relish that same Prem. Don't think this is impossible. This is very much possible, because our Mahachans, they are guaranteeing it. See how wonderful is Saraswati Pad's Gaura Nishtha. How wonderful is his Gaura Bhakti. Ultimately, Saraswati Pad is saying that when people have wonderful Bhakti, when people take shelter of wonderful Bhakti, there are some people, they are have got such shelter of very wonderful spiritual masters, but no, even they do not get immersed in so much Prem. But those who have But see, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, his language is so sweet. He is saying that not only has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given this Mahabhav Prem to all living entities, and he is still giving through his devotees. He has given it to everybody without any discrimination. He has given it even to the Muslims, and even to fallen living people, living entities who eat beef. So such is his mercy. Srila Saraswati Pad is discussing this in his next verse. We shall, with the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, discuss this further tomorrow. Radhe Radhe.